WWA.
Oh, greetings. Hi. Hi to you. I'm just out and about here. Just hit Home Depot real quick. Now I'm coming over to Food Lion. Actually trying to run into Patrick. Have you heard him on today?
KO4HKX.
Oh, there he is. You say you hadn't heard from Patrick there, Dave? Let me see if I can conjure him up for you. KO4HKX. Dave really wants to talk to you. Where you at?
Cuckoo. Talk on the radio.
Oh, my God. Well, you call Steve.
I am on 290 right now, but I'm on a mission right now. What you needing?
Oh, I wanted to run into you and make a purchase, but okay. No problem.
What do you need? I got a few minutes. I just don't want to get too sidetracked.
Now, go get. I don't want you to get sidetracked. I got to run into Food Lion real quick. I'm going to be in the vicinity of 14 and Wade Hampton in that area in a little bit.
Okay, I'm actually heading over to 14 right now. I got to go meet somebody.
All right. You know where that Palmetto Pawn is, the pawn shop over there? All right, well, I'll give you a holler in a few minutes here. I just got to run into Food Lion real quick and grab a thing of cat litter, and then I'm out and about again.
Just keep in touch with me.
Steve, I'll catch up with you in just a few minutes. Let me run into Food Lion here and do what I got to do and get back out.
I'm trying to run over to 153 at 85, so it's going to take me a while. So I'll be in the truck. I'm running down Wade Hampton to go that way, staying off of 85. Hey, Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Steve. Just giving you a hard time.
Boy, I recognize that voice. Go ahead, Boomer.
KO4NUE. Hey, Patrick, take your time, bud. I'll be here all day. I'm not going anywhere, so don't stress. Just do what you got to do. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Thanks. I didn't want to hold you up.
I am absolutely good. I'll be clear. Hey, Steve, what you up to, bud?
I'm going to run over to Easley and take a couple of 55-gallon drums over to Easley at 85 and 153, and then I'm going to try to negotiate my way back to Spartanburg. I'm getting a COVID test at 245 just to make myself absolutely positive that I'm not going to be taking anything down to Atlanta to my brother in Alpharetta. I got a little bit of a sniffly little cold. I feel fine. I just take a little Advil cold sinus, and it just keeps it down to where I almost don't even know that I've got it. But I just want to make sure.
My wife, my dad's wife, is a doctor. Swing by here. I got all the little long Q-tips. I'll be glad to pull a sample for you. KO4NUE.
I think I'll pass on getting my brain scrubbed that way. Now, you know, they don't even do that anymore. Up deep into the back of your brain there, up through your nose, they just do a little swab right there at the front. And they can do the rapid test and tell you in about 20 minutes whether you got COVID or not.
But I tried. KO4NUE. Y'all have a good day. I'm going to step on out. Take time, Patrick. I'm clear.
With friends like Boomer, what can I say?
A good friend.
Him offering to scrub the bottom of my front of my brain. You ever had one of those COVID tests where they do it right through your nose up to the bottom of your sinuses?
Have not.
Son, no, you haven't lived until you've had a cotton swab shoved up there so high that they make you lose your memory.
And I think I'll pass. But hey, do you know where this pawn shop is that Dave was talking about?
No, I don't. He said, what did he call it, American Pawn? But then again, I don't frequent pawn shops, so it's not ringing a bell, and I don't think I remember seeing it along there, unless it's that thing that's sitting there next to the Mexican restaurant right near the corner. You know the Mexican place right there near the corner of 14 and Wade Hampton? It might be that thing sitting in there next to that.
I'm heading that way, so maybe he can hear it.
VWA, KO4NUE. KN4VWA, KO4NUE. Can you get a message to Phil for me? I think it's KN4NGU, I believe. He contacted me yesterday about a piece of metal. And if you can get in touch with him, please tell him that the only thing I've got is 1/8, and it's still 2 inches shy on the width. I don't have what he needs, but I can tell him where to go if he's interested.
Yeah, I can get a hold of him. Boy, now that is a grade A gold-plated jerk. There's somebody trying to get into the Panera Bread here on Wade Hampton, right near Highway 290, and this lady's made it across two lanes while we're sitting waiting for the red light to change, and this guy in a pickup truck pulled up and blocked her out. Man. I just want to roll up next to him and say, wow, you just full of the Christmas spirit, aren't you there, bub? Golly gracious. So anyhow, it's W4NGU, and why don't I give him a call right now and see if we can't get him on the radio?
I work.
NUE, KN4VWA. No joy, boss, he didn't answer. I'll text him and see if I can't get him on the radio at some point. I think I've got your phone number, don't I?
Yeah, you should. I think I may have his number too, but I'm just going to try to get him on the radio real quick. But if he's not here, I'll sift through all these endless contacts and see if I can find him. But I'm just hoping he's on the radio. But no biggies.
Hold. There he is.
KP2HXS.
4HKX.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming to meet you, but you're going to have to give me a minute. I'm getting back on Wade Hampton.
All right, I just left the, actually just left the Food Lion. I'm heading, I guess it's... Where are you at?
I'm on Locust Hill Road now, getting back on Wade Hampton.
I'm not sure what it is.
He's on the radio with us right now.
You?
Listen, Dave and Patrick's got a short QSO going on. Let me get them linked up, fellas, and then I'll be right back where you feel. KO4NUE clear.
You close enough for Simplex?
Should be.
All right, I'll meet you down on 5-2. Thanks, guys. KB2HXS.
Thanks, guys. KO4HKX.
I'll come back if you're not close enough now.
NUE, you in there, Phil?
I'm here. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, bud. All I got is 1/8, and it's 2 inches shy of the actual width you need. But how soon are you needing it?
Just whenever. I've got to get a tower up pretty quick before some HOA regulations go into effect, and so I'm wanting to move on it. Unfortunately, 1/8 inch is just not going to get it for this application.
Is that over there at Roper Mountain?
Yeah.
Place that we've been going, right?
Sure.
Okay, they had some plate over there. But that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It might be worth a check because, you know, people are not really buying much steel right now. You might check in with them.
I wish you'd have bought it if it was something like that, but I can check with them.
For exactly
what you've got.
Well, half inch or five? I've got 5/8. You want to go that full half inch?
I think half inch would be adequate, don't you?
I'd be perfectly fine. Have you been notified that those HOAs are going into effect?
Yeah, they're sending out a copy this month or in January for everybody to vote on. So I got to move.
Real quick. Okay. There's no way I can do anything in before Monday. I think I could get by there on Monday.
Talk later. I'm just about to pull into the rehab, trying to run around like a chicken with my head cut off, making calls, trying to get him moved today to the new place. But we'll talk, and we'll get her done somehow. We sure will.
Hey, what about just throwing up a quick slab? Just a tiny slab, and throwing up one of those Ron 25s real quick. Because, you know, if you change it out, ain't nobody going to know the difference.
I agree, and that might be the way we have to go. But I'm not worried about the slab, and I don't really want steel on the cement. I don't want two pieces of steel. I want just one piece of steel for the bottom of the tower. But I want, as we've discussed, at least 1-inch bolts coming up mounted in the cement and then bolted to the piece of metal that's at the bottom of the tower. I don't really see a need to put a piece of steel in the cement. Do you comment?
Going, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. The only thing is, now you want to make sure that, if you just bolt that primary plate down and then put your hinge points, what are you going to put on the tower as a hinge point?
Well, the hinge will be attached to the... Chad, go next. I know he's trying to make a comment. The hinge will be attached to the piece of steel. I don't know. I'm driving. I had it all figured out with just one piece.
Okay, well, that's good then. That's good. Hey, Chad, we're probably going to need to get you to do a little bit of welding for him if you get a chance.
What I was going to tell you, Phil, was what I use is Norris Iron and Metal in downtown Greenville. It's in a really bad spot. You got to go through downtown to get to it. But they sell scrap anything. And last time I was down there, about 25 cents a pound. You just go down there and pick out what you want. They will not cut it for you. You'll have to, whatever plate you find, you'll have to take the whole plate. But just bring it up here if you need help processing it. We'll get it cut to the size you need if you're stuck on plate. Now, I've got, if you want to change the design up a little bit and use some channel line, I've got some channel line down here. We can weld something up that probably just as good. But, not trying to change your design or plan or anything, just trying to find, something that I've got that you can use. And whatever you need on the welding or anything like that, that's not a problem at all. Just give me a holler. I'll be glad to help you. But, there you go, KO4NUE.
Okay, well, I'm not married to the plate if we can get thick enough channel that'll do the trick. But Steve had to weigh in on that. He did a great job on his. I don't know if you've seen his or not. But I need to run in here, guys, and thank you both so much for your help, and I'll be talking to you. W4, never give up.
I've got a good bit of steel out north of Traveler's Rest at my place, and I may could help. Be glad to give you whatever you need. I guess that station that needed it, though, has already signed out. Anyway, if anybody make a comment on that, it's W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Name is Gene.
Gene, this is Phil. Can I give you my number and you write it down?
I can. Give me a chance to stop somewhere to do that. I'm going into Lyman here, trying to find a place to stop. I'll stop here at CRC. Talking about scrap metal, they got it. I'm going to stop here in the medium. Stand by.
KO4NUE. I can relay, fellas, and you keep on going, Gene. Whatever you want to do.
Roger that. We'll call. We'll do it. We'll do it. I'm getting back on the highway now. Safely, there's a lot of traffic coming behind me. But I'll get it here in a minute.
Gene, you up on QRZ, and Phil, you mind if I send him your number through email? Unless y'all want to do it another way.
Here's fine, Chad. With caller ID now, I'm not worried about what ham has my number. Whenever he's ready to copy, just shoot it to him. And CRC doesn't sell to the public. I've stopped in there. So thank y'all, and I'll talk with you soon. Gene, give me at least an hour before you call. I got a lot of stuff on the burner right now, but would love to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I've been listening, but all these names and calls kind of went by me. Okay, are you MUE, and also first name is Chad?
I'm Phil, W4NGU. Never give up.
Okay, I got you, Bill. Okay. And I'd be glad to give my phone number on the air. It's 864-303-4438.
Let me make sure I got it. Go ahead, Phil. Do what you got to do. I got Gene's number. I'll text it to you here and shortly. So y'all can make contact on your own. But Gene, I've got your number. I'll send it to Phil, and Phil can give you a call. KO4NUE. I'll be clear. And hey, Merry Christmas, fellas. Gene, you be safe out there now. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Sure will. W4FHDA, just standing by.
W2HXS. Cast.
KO4PXB.
PXB, KO4NUE.
The PXB. I thought I would like everyone to know, and I wish they could have seen the look on these guys' face at the VA hospital that we went around to. We had about 1,000 pair of pajamas and socks that we took to them because a lot of them don't have family members anymore. But these guys were just so excited, and we always, you know, me and my family, friends, and other vets go in there all the time and just listen to them talk and let them tell their story because they don't have family members anymore. It's just great to see them get excited again.
This is KO4NUE, and Lloyd, hang on 1 second. Gene, if you're in there and you're still listening, your number has been delivered to W4NGU, so he has your number, so you can proceed on with your day. Traffic's been sent. Okay, KO4PXB, KO4NUE. Well, that's a good thing you did, bud. Where they say they were excited.
A lot of them, you know, walked out of the room where we were delivering the stuff because they got emotional, and of course they're men, sometimes they're hard-headed and they don't want to see people that they don't want to be seen crying in front of somebody, but I mean they were just so excited over simple pajamas and socks that they just don't get often enough, and it's also somebody to visit with them.
Had that before I paid Jay.
4NUE, I got you, Gene. I got you. Okay, so KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. So which VA did y'all go to today?
We pretty much went to everyone in Greenville, and then we took the last, you know, probably 100 pair to the ones in Spartanburg. And so we thought that we were going to have to call a homeless shelter just to get the last few, but when we went and to the last VA there in Spartanburg, that, you know, they told us that they would take the pajamas and they would distribute them on their own because we had a whole U-Haul truck full of socks and underwear. I mean, underwear and, socks and pajamas.
good deal. I'm glad y'all did that. That sure was nice. And I'm glad they took them too, because, you know, this time of year, it's pretty rough on some of the veterans. But, yeah. Well, good. That sounds good. You having a good day?
I got a little peace and quiet back in the house again, because my daughter came in from Fort Bragg with her kids last night, and there's six of them plus our five that definitely had a full house. So they left about quarter to noon, heading back to Fort Bragg, because they had to let their pets back out, and because they just put the food and water down for them, and because they knew they were only going to be gone a day, so they had to get back. But it was definitely great to see them and give them their presents.
One Christmas.
One present on that Christmas Eve, and then they'll open the rest on Christmas Day when they get up. So we always open. So they're allowed to do one the Christmas Eve, and then the rest on Christmas Day.
Well, listen, let me step on out. There's a lot of traffic moving back and forth, and I don't know if anybody else needs to use frequency. So let me stand by just for a minute and make sure we're not clogging things up for people trying to do things in town today. KO4NUE, I'll be standing by. I'll be back with you in just a little bit, Lord. Let's just monitor for a little bit.
KX, KN4, VWA. Patrick, did you get that number?